Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh my God, is the election done yet?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I will tell you, that's the sweet part of doing the early voting. Is because then you just don't care.
Yeah.
Honest to God. You're like, I'm already in. You know, we went last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere around there. And then honestly, so you see all the stuff now, and they're making the final push. Well, already pushed. Already crossed the line. Push all you want.
Well, I feel like everybody who's voting really already is so clear on who they're voting if they still have to vote. Like at this point, it's like, babe, we know to vote. And we already know who we're voting for.
I thought the same thing. Yeah. Is there really anybody out there going, let me see?
Yeah, everything that could be done has been done. Now it's just time to wait. I'll tell you though, I don't want to sound tomorrow. I have to do an event with KLUC. So I'll be at this event from 2 to 4 and I'm going to go inside.
Today? Back to the 80s cafe?
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wait, are you doing one today?
No, I'm not, but I did vote. I did vote last week.
Attaboy. When you were at Craig Ranch Park?
Yes.
Nice job on that, by the way.
Thank you.
I know.
Did a voting event out there. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was.
Well, great. Just make sure you do it. Because if for no other reason, then you can legitimately complain because you did your part.
Exactly.
Otherwise, if you don't vote, truly, like, you can still complain, but that's my first question. I'll be like, well, did you vote?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't want to sound weak here, but I've been having the worst.
Did you see how much we all of a sudden paid attention? We were like,
yeah,
all right.
You're like, what?
What vulnerability are we about to see?
The political anxiety I have, though, like, I'm not going to go on social media the rest of this week. It's been getting so out of hand. My phone has rang 40 times a day from random political calls. Like, you can't.
Okay, first of all, why is your ringer on?
No, I mean, first of all, I don't know. Maybe I should turn on silent.
I'll tell you.
They're double calling this time. It's crazy.
It's insane.
I don't know what you're talking about anyway, because I've called you 1,000 times. You know how many times you've answered for me? Maybe once.
Well, and I didn't answer for them either. I'm just saying they keep calling.
Hi. Hi. This is what happens. I try to call. I got to talk to Michaela about something for the show or whatever. Or maybe I just miss her and I want to say hi to my friend. And, you know, but who calls anymore anyway?
But
I do because we have that relationship. Or so I thought. Rings once, which lets me know that I'm getting sent to voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it goes straight to
I'm with you, Ted.
I'm on to you, lady.
Listen, I feel really bad, though.
You shouldn't.
My phone rang three times yesterday.
Rings once. Go straight to, hi, it's Michaela. You know what to do. Beep.
Always.
Yeah, but you never leave a message.
Of course. Who does that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Besides Jesus.
Look at the stance, though. Arms crossed, ready to fight.
I'm not. I'm just kind of cold.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, 31 days till toy drive.
Ugh, I'm ready.
One day till the election. Thank God. But we know it's not over yet. You know, there's at least 2 weeks. Whoever wins, we all lose. You know what I mean? It's like we're all going to be It's all just going to be a mess.
It's true.
No matter who comes out on top,
yeah.
It's going to be a mess for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's why I was talking about political anxiety. I'm nervous either way what happens. So I'm just going to stay inside my house.
Yeah, I think we kind of all yeah, feel that
way. I'm going nowhere.
Well, good. All right, great.
Thank you.
Fine.
Yeah.
Got that off her chest. Hey, happy Monday. Thank you for starting with the Chet Buchanan Show. Trust me, we know we're all in this together. Trust me, we know.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Be specific, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Go.
It was the disco performance. Oh, my God.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's all right. This disco show I put together, I worked really, really hard on.
Yes, you did.
I put it up this weekend. It was amazing. The talent was incredible. Everyone really loved it.
I found a roller skater.
I found a roller skater. He might have been my favorite part of the whole show.
Previously on the Chet Buchanan Show. Friday morning.
On the Odyssey app.
On the
free Odyssey app?
What? Friday morning, she was looking for, Michaela was looking for a roller skater, and it was the dumbest thing ever, that there were plenty of people who were like, trust me, I didn't forward you the messages that were like, I got a cut off shirt. I'm ready to go.
I was like, no, I need a professional. And they were like, I am. And I was like, no, you're not. Crystal Palace off Rancho doesn't count as practice.
That's exactly what people were saying. They were like, I'm back in the day, Crystal Palace.
I know, because I was there with you. Doesn't make me a professional either.
Maybe. Well, it depends how much you're paying. If you're paying anything, that makes them professional.
Yeah, true.
Good. What was the word I was looking for? Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
For the first time in a decade, I played the new Call of Duty campaign along with my son. It was amazing. A lot of explosions. Things go boom. But it had the scariest thing I've ever done in a video game, which almost resulted in me throwing my controller through the TV.
No time for a tease. Tell us what it is.
No, it was just like you were under a hallucinogen. And all the characters became like zombies. And I was not expecting that in Call of Duty, because that's not what you play Call of Duty for.
Right?
You're not supposed to be scared. You're supposed to be watching things go boom.
Legitimately scared you?
No, scared the crap out of me and my son. Like I said, I almost threw the controller through my TV. Like, what is this?
Is that not the 2024 version of a father and his son playing catch in the backyard?
Yeah, it is.
Is that not them having a catch?
Yeah,
that's the bonding.
Cuties.
No, that's great.
What was yours?
Saturday, the Golf Fathers put on and I'm trying to find out what we can do to make this a little more official. They put on a charity golf tournament Saturday morning, and a new buddy of mine that came to the Help Southern Nevada golf tournament said, come and play in ours. Okay, great. And I was like, who is this for? And honestly, I'm not so sure that the charity that they had wasn't made up. But I said, we should make this a toy drive thing. And they were like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
So whether we can do it officially or whether we just do it unofficially, which is even more fun.
Sure.
Next year, it's going to be a toy drive thing. And it was just a blast. I had as much fun as I've had in a long time.
Oh, that's amazing.
Out there with these
guys. I was looking at your stories. It looked like you were having a slice. A lot of fun.
fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. But that's a line. That's a line. Go back and watch Animal House, kids. That's a line from that movie from back in the day. 702-364-9898. Hang on, pause. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Daniel Tosh is coming to town at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. God, is this Saturday? No, next Saturday is November 16th. I was like, is it November 16th already? But yeah, close enough. Daniel Tosh, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Do you want to go for free? Call 702-364-9898 right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
What were you saying in my headphones?
I told my kid over the weekend that you shot a bazooka because on your story, like I said, you were having a ball at the golf tournament. You know, some contraption that you shot off. What was that?
Yeah. For an extra donation, you got to load your golf ball into this air-powered thunk. Fire in the hole. Thunk. And it goes 400 yards down the...
Oh, fine.
Oh, yeah. And that might have been the only thing I put in the middle of the fairway the whole day. Might have, but it was literally, guy was like, "You're good at this." And I was like, "Well, I can do this.
Yeah,
I can do this."
Best shot of the day.
Genius move to do that.
Thunk. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. It was so awesome. Who's on the phone, please?
We got Alexis Higgins from the South Side.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not you. That's you. So South Side, is that Silverado Ranch? Is that M? Is that Southern Highlands?
It's,
what
it's
is
M?
M.
M.
That's M. Yeah, that's M.
Beautiful.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
So my best part was I got to go MC a robotics tournament over at the Discovery Children's Museum.
I love that museum.
We're listening. How did you get selected to MC the robotics tournament?
Okay, so it's kind of funny. So last year, my son was on a robotics team, and I had to be there for like 8 hours every time. And I found out that you can volunteer to be in the event and be an MC. So pretty much I went on the robot site, and I just emailed them and said, "Hey, I'm a pageant queen, and I like science, so can I MC your event?" And they emailed me back, and they're like, "Sure," and they loved me much. They called me at the 11th hour because they had a cancellation, and that's how I got to do it again.
Oh, my God, yes. You go, girl!
And don't you get the idea, too, that she's the girl from the movies, that she wears the glasses and dresses down all the time, but then all of a sudden she takes the glasses off, shakes her hair out, and it's the smoking hot girl that you didn't expect?
I wasn't thinking that. I was still in the Discovery Museum, but I think that that's really hot, too.
You know what's even hotter? She's got Daniel Tosh tickets.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Go have fun, sis.
Thank you so much, you guys. To be honest, I need a night out, so I'm excited.
And as far as these absolute best part of your weekend stories go that we do every Monday, that's one of the best ones we've heard in a really long time.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, I was trying to call last week, but I was running late to work, so I couldn't call you because I emceed at an event last week for Halloween, but I didn't get to call you because I was running late
for
work.
Honey, she's booked and busy.
She's trying to cut in on our action is what she's trying to do.
She's like, "Y'all need a third on this mic, a fourth?"
Or I was going to say, maybe we should have her join
up. Uh-huh. That's so cool.
Hang on the phone. We should talk.
Give me more. Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Jason Derulo is coming back to town on New Year's. They're doing a New Year's residency at the Venetian. And did I ever tell you this? That I can say this because he's not here.
Yeah.
This is, we taped an interview with Jason last week. Mm-hmm. I didn't like him very much.
Why?
Mm-mm, I just didn't. He had gotten, when he was Jason Derulo, he'd kind of gotten the big head.
You felt like when you met him, he was a little big headed?
He wasn't my favorite for a while.
No.
He was a little arrogant. It was, and he was, oh yeah, I know, he was too big of a star. He didn't have time. You know what I mean? Sometimes.
Was it in like the beginning of his career?
It just kind of in the middle after things had blown up.
Sure. Okay.
And we've always been, as we alluded to at the beginning, cordial. It's always been friendly.
Yeah.
But there were some times when it was like, oh God, dude. You know, because I've done this for a minute, and you see people come and go, and I'm just a stupid morning radio host. You know what I mean? And this is just my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like sometimes you get morning radio hosts that think they are a star. Mm-hmm. You know, that they're a big star.
Yeah.
And it's just, so I love that Jason's come back around, and he's, you know, you go for a few years and things don't really happen for you. Up until TikTok, it wasn't really happening for him. Mm-hmm. You know, it had been a minute. It had been quite a while. Till Savage Love popped up.
Yeah.
It had been a few years between hits.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going on record as saying, for a minute, I didn't think so much of it. Now, I'm glad to see this guy back.
Yeah, I mean, he was lovely during our interview, so I'm happy that he's whatever. I had never met him before. I just knew that he dated Jordan Sparks, who's a friend of mine from Idol, and she always had nice things to say about him, but they were like exes, so that was it. That was the only side I knew.
And that was way back.
Yeah, that was like the only thing I knew of him.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Well, good.
Well, that's right. You and Jordan are friends, right?
Uh-huh.
So that was, Jordan and Jason was a real thing?
Yeah. Yeah, they were. And it was apparently really cool and great. And then it just didn't work out. So they broke up. You know how it is. And she was really young. I mean, she was young when she was on Idol. So
I'd always wondered about Jason. My antenna was up on that.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
His baby mother is one of the most beautiful women in the world, though. He's definitely, well, I think he's straight. He's got a beautiful
this
baby.
Is what it, no, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. But then sometimes... Yeah. I got a buddy of mine who has the most beautiful long curly hair and most beautiful blue eyes that you'll ever see. And just sometimes he uses that to his advantage, but most of the time he doesn't.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So Jason's going to be back around. I desperately wanted to, about the residency and what this is going to look like, knowing what he knows after being here for Memorial Day weekend, and then... Oh, I know you can't say anything. I'm not even going to ask.
Don't do it.
But we would love to see this become something maybe a little more permanent. And we would love... I know you're a Miami guy, and the desert's kind of, you know, same heat, different oven.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, this Vegas, man, is a good spot for you.
It is, man. And it's been in the back of my mind for a long, long time. And I feel like if I would have went with my gut earlier, I would have been paid dividends. Because, man, did Vegas blow up.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. It's just going to keep getting more and more lit. So I hate when I'm right sometimes. So like, yep. I wish I would have listened to my younger self.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's good advice.
I was on point.
We hear that story. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Michaela's been on the grind too. She was the youngest finalist at American Idol back in the Carrie Underwood year. And she's been on the grind for forever and ever. And it's in, mm-hmm. and it's tough. And she's singing five nights a week.
Listen, I've got all the tips and tricks you need. Humidifiers, the tea, the brands. I'll just send it to Venetian. As long as we can have you for longer than 2 days. Anything you need, the Chet Buchanan Show's got you, my guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I absolutely loved the residency. I had the time of my life. It was so good. So I definitely think, you know, you're going to see a lot more of me in Vegas for sure.
We were also during Super Bowl weekend, we were almost a victim too. Apparently, the same people that took your video stuff perpetrated a crime right next to us at the DraftKings place on radio. And so, did you ever get your stuff back? Because they caught the people.
No.
We'll work on that too for you. Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah,
we didn't get our stuff back. But you know, it's still all, you know, in the legal stuff is still all happening.
So they didn't get. It's let me ask you this: it exists. It exists.
But we just don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
Oh my, they had to have sold.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could catch the people, but then where's the stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, maybe somebody writes you a check. Maybe at some point somebody
writes
you a check.
Exactly. I wish they would have caught him red hand with everything.
Like, right.
Okay, we just got it back. But yeah.
Yeah, with a bag where they could have just said, "Here, Mr. Giroux, we caught these people.
Got it.
This appears to be your stuff.
We got your buried treasure."
That's right. Well, listen, we know you got to run. We got to run too. We'll catch up closer to New Year's. You won't need it though. It'll sell out. We're not worried about you.
Of course.
But then we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, guys. All right, looking forward to it. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks for the time.
We'll see you soon. Jason Derulo. I love Jason Derulo. I just like that dude. He's got good vibes. He's got good intentions. He's got good hustle. Ain't nothing wrong with Jason Derulo.
Uh-uh.
Always a home here with the Chet Buchanan Show. No doubt about it. I like the evolution of Jason
mm-hmm.
Derulo. Check him out at the Venetian over New Year's. Oh, my.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's hometown throwdown, Kim Phillips of the East Side, has single-handedly launched the East Side into 8th place overall on the big leaderboard. You didn't know you had done all that. I'm sure it must. The pressure must be terrible. The weight of your community is on your shoulders. Eastside has 3 wins. Sunrise Manor, also known as
City of Champions,
leads the way with 10. They're the only ones in double figures. Rhodes Ranch with 9. Silverado Ranch with 8. Centennial Hills with 7. Hander Tuggy with 6 wins. Aliante, Summerlin, South, Wagon Wheel, Coronado, Anthem, Southern Highlands, and Southwest, Southwest. Mm-hmm. All tied with 5. They're in 6th place. Enterprise has 4 wins. And then, as we mentioned, Paradise, Santa Fe, West Henderson, and now the East Side, City Where the Sun Don't Set.
Let's go.
Has 3. And Kim Phillips back to defend her title.
Kim is so good, too.
How was your weekend, Kim?
It was great. Watched lots of football.
All right.
I like that. Kim, for those who are just tuning in, too, Kim is level. I call her the Terminator because she just like she locks in and there's no emotion. It's like Russian machine, don't break. She's like, yeah, she's Terminator. Exactly. Mm-hmm. She's Terminator. Who's the challenger today?
We have Michelle Duong representing Cadence.
Okay.
What's Cadence?
It's a new area in Henderson. Near Henderson?
It's out there, kind of on the way. Well, I was at Chimera on Saturday.
Okay, so, nice.
Yeah, it used to be, what did they used to call that? Not Legacy, Tuscany. Didn't they call it Tuscany? That's where you say, I'm not sure, Chet, but it's Cadence now. Right, Michelle?
I'm not sure, but maybe.
Okay. I think maybe. Regardless, now it's Cadence, people. I think we could. I'm looking on here to see if it fits into another, because that's not West Henderson. It's not OG. It's not Hander-Tucky.
Huh.
Cadence is Cadence.
Oh, like sounds so lovely.
Cadence is Cadence. So it's on that side. It's on the west side of Lake Mead as you head out towards the lake. It's not quite to Lake Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
But if you're headed that direction towards the lake, it's on the left side.
Sure,
it's all
okay.
That new. It's all new.
Yeah, it is.
It's all new. No, Michelle's got it working.
Yeah.
She's in that sweet new. It's not so fancy that you don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's.
But fancy enough that you're like, go off, queen.
Yes, like good for you.
Yeah. Love it.
Exactly. All right. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because you may think you buzzed in first, but you actually didn't. Your quiz master is the one and only Michaela Gordon.
This OG Victoria's Secrets model, known for her awesome Halloween costumes, when is E.T. this year?
Heidi Klum.
Was that Heidi Klum?
Oh, yeah.
The challenger goes up one zip.
This singer turned fashion mogul, once known for famously mistaking tuna for chicken of the sea, celebrated 7 years.
Adrian, did you hear it?
I heard Michelle.
I thought it was Michelle. Michelle to go up 2 zip. What's the answer?
Jessica Simpson.
Is it Jessica Simpson? You know it is. You know it is. Mm-hmm. And the champ is in trouble. The champ is in trouble.
Which Kardashian dressed up as an albino alligator?
Kim.
Kim.
Is it Kim? Kim is your answer, as well as buzzing in?
Yes.
Is it Kim? Kim, answer Kim. It's just Kim. Yes. All of it just Kim. Champ, not nearly as in as much trouble as she was a moment ago.
No, huh?
2-1 for the challenger.
The star of the Barbie movie has finally welcomed a beautiful baby boy. What is her name?
Are you kidding me? It's Margot Robbie.
That's right.
Margot Robbie, and I'm on the board. Michelle 2, Kim 1, me 1.
This singer, who got her start in Fifth Harmony and is best known for hits like Havana, had a hilarious fall.
Michelle.
Michelle for the win.
Camila Cabello.
Is it Camila Cabello? And we have a brand new champion.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Cadence with the takeover.
Wow. Yeah, and Cadence on the board for the first time.
Those are some hard questions today.
Oh, Kim, I'm sorry.
Sometimes they just don't fall in the right, you know, in the right mind space. And I think that may have gotten to you.
Yeah.
You're a great champion, though.
Great. Please call back.
Kim, you're the goods. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, we'll see you. There you go. And our brand new champion, Michelle Duong from Cadence. And you got to have a
great
ticket.
Good job.
Nice job.
Yay.
And then we'll see you back here tomorrow to defend your title. Brand new champion, Michelle Duong from Cadence on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Want to feel a little old today?
Yeah.
Nelly turned the big 5-0.
No.
Yeah, Ashanti threw him a big party. It was really nice.
Oh, my God.
Man. And then, did you hear about Quincy Jones passing?
Devastating. Oh, I loved Quincy, but he lived a good long life.
Spent more than 7 decades in the music industry. As a Seattle kid, also very, because that's where he got his start. He was born in a suburb of Seattle and then moved to the city. That's where he met Ray Charles, because Ray Charles spent time with
him. Oh, wow.
That's where they got together. So it's kind of it's a cool thing for Seattle kids. 28 Grammys, 2 honorary Oscars, an Emmy for Roots, produced We Are the World. Did you ever see that, the Netflix thing? About how they did We Are the World?
No, I didn't.
You know what? If you're like, hey, I need to know about Quincy Jones a little bit today, go watch that.
Yeah.
I forget what they call it. One Night in History, one something. I don't know what it is. But it's really good. He wrote, orchestrated, and produced a lot of well-known instrumentals that became theme songs to stuff. Sanford and Son.
Mm-hmm.
He did the Austin Powers music.
Oh, yeah.
That was Quincy Jones.
God, he was so brilliant.
He produced Thriller, The Wiz, the movie Color Purple, little TV show called Fresh Prince of Bel-Air that you might have heard of, about another music producer. Really, that was based on, do you know who Benny Medina is?
Of course.
From Idol.
Of course.
Wasn't Benny all involved in Idol?
Yeah,
in
Benny
the early
was
days?
Super involved. And then he was super involved when J-Lo was the judge, because that's still her manager.
Right. But did you know Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was about Benny Medina?
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
And that was all Quincy Jones.
That's crazy.
He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013. Loosely related story. Did you see, with Christmas just around the corner, the Queen of Christmas is not happy.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that Mariah Carey had never been... Do you think Mariah Carey should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
To me, it's a no-brainer.
But she's not a rock and roll girl.
Neither is Dolly Parton. Neither is Cher. Neither is...
Music Hall of Fame, so, you know.
Huh?
It's really the Music Hall of Fame. It doesn't necessarily need to be rock and roll.
Yeah, I hear
Mary,
that.
Mary J. Blige got inducted this past couple weeks ago, too.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of reasons why.
Sure.
She finally got nominated. She's been eligible for like a decade.
What'd she do?
And she finally got nominated, and she's like, my lawyer is in the Rock and Roll Hall.
Wow.
And I'm not.
That is crazy. I mean, she's had so many hits. She is a legend.
So RIP Quincy.
Yeah.
Get Mariah in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Your 177-second survey brought to you by the Neon City Festival is coming up in just a moment. How about, I know, grab onto something, y'all. Not just a pair, but four tickets to an advanced screening of Wicked.
Oh, God.
You get to see that before anybody else.
Listen, it's supposed to be so good.
This Thanksgiving, everybody deserves a chance to fly. Universal Pictures proudly presents the magical event of the year, Wicked, rated PG, in theaters November 22nd. You get to see it first. All you got to do is take our 177-second survey. That's coming up next. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. God, I'm hungry just thinking about it. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal, complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, all the fixings, but add-ons, kid. Add-ons. Prime rib and
cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the cheesecake.
Oh, the pumpkin. Isn't it pumpkin cheesecake?
Oh, God, that's so good.
I got it already. Order now at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking our 177-second survey?
That'll be Maisha Apollonio from North Las Vegas.
Dude, are you ready? You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm fired.
Let's
go. I'm fired up today. That extra hour of sleep did me good. And I don't think I left the couch longer than the whole time, counting bathroom. I ate on the couch. I watched football. And then we watched, I think I may have left the couch for some total of 17 minutes yesterday.
Good for you.
So I'm wired today.
You needed it.
I'm ready to go. So be specific. Yes. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
The best part of my weekend was getting some rest. After all the holiday shenanigans.
Ordinarily, that's a BS answer, and we call shenanigans, right, Adrian? We call shenanigans on that. But with the time change, and like you said, the follow-up to Halloween, we'll allow it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, rest is important. Good for you.
We'll allow it. That's good. Olivia Rodrigo asks everybody she dates a very simple question. And a guy's answer determines whether he's got a shot or not, or if he gets kicked to the curb. She asks them if they want to go to outer space. She says that if they say yes, I don't date them. I just think that if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself.
What?
Is a guy that wants to go to outer space a red flag?
What?
I think that's a little wild. It is.
You agree with her? You agree with her?
I kind of do.
Wait, you do? Wait, you do? Why?
I know, right?
Okay, tell me why.
No, it's just like off of the top. But why not be adventurous? Sometimes you just got to think out the box.
No, she's saying it's bad. She's saying she won't date them.
Yeah, it's like her red flag.
She says it's a red flag, not a green flag. It's a red flag if they say that they want to go to outer space. She ain't dating them.
Wow. Well, she's not adventurous. I'm going to put it like that.
Yeah.
She says you're a little too full of yourself.
So bizarre.
Like, who the hell do you think you are?
I feel like going to outer space shows that you understand you're not the only person on the planet. Like, I feel like it's the farthest thing from.
And that you have some ambition.
Yeah.
Now, if you go, I don't want to go to space because I'm afraid or I don't like it or
yeah, that's okay.
Whatever, then that's a different story. But if going, nope, he's got an ego.
Because he wants to go to space.
How dare he?
Oh, my God.
Adrian, I sensed pushback.
No, I love everybody's opinions on it. And I'm not going to give mine.
What is it?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. That's your job.
I'm undecided.
How are you undecided?
You're full of it. You're full of it. You think
I get her angle, but in general, why not be an explorer and adventurous, like you said?
Yeah. But what's the angle?
I was going to say, did you think we were going to judge you?
No, I get her. Like, I want to be in space. Like, I can see a particular angle with what she's saying. I just don't agree with it.
Did you think we were going to be mean to you because you're wrong?
No, not at all. Mean to me, never.
And judgmental. Never be mean to you.
Never.
Hey, outside the Penn State Ohio State game on Saturday, Jason Kelce, we all know who that is, grabbed a fan's phone and slammed it on the ground after the fan called Jason's brother, Travis, a slur, the F word.
Yeah.
That one.
Yep.
F-A, not F-U.
Right.
A slur for dating Taylor Swift.
God.
Was that okay? Are you willing to give Jason a pass? Now, should you ever grab somebody else's stuff and slam it on the ground? Probably not. But you also shouldn't call people names. Mm-hmm. Are you okay? Are you okay with it? I'm not right, wrong. I don't know. Are you okay? I'm okay with Jason Kelce doing it.
Yeah.
I just am.
Listen, don't talk about my sister. If you talk about my sister, we're going to have some problems.
Yeah.
They talked about his brother.
If you were up in my grill, say, yeah, good point, Michaela. If somebody was up in my grill talking mess about you.
Filming it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it right? Maybe not, but it's.
Maisha, what say you?
Oh, yeah. My sister's my best friend, so definitely that's a no.
Same.
I'm going to fight for my family all the time.
Yeah, we're going to break the phone.
we're going to throw it. Might be. And not that this makes it right, but the other guy kind of started it.
Well, we live in this world where people instigate other people and then are mad when there's repercussions. And it's like, well, what did you expect was going to happen, my guy?
Ladies and gentlemen, Michaela Gordon.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Personal responsibility.
Period.
And sometimes there are repercussions for your actions.
Don't poke the bear.
Two wrongs do not make a right. Mm. However, sometimes it makes you feel better, though. All right, good. Hey, enjoy your 4 tickets to Wicked. I know. Clear out the afternoon of Sunday, November 17th, but I'm not going to tell you in front of everybody where, because I don't want them all mobbing up, because you know they'll try. But hang on a second, okay?
All right. Thank you.
I'm thinking we might do the Wicked tickets for 177 second survey all week long.
Yeah, I love
just
that idea.
So this time, for sure, I'll make you a deal. For sure this time tomorrow. Okay? Okay. Everybody, break.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, so you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! You know, this is where my brain always goes on things like this.
Talk to me.
What are Ryan Reynolds and or Martha Stewart trying to sell? You hear about this? There was a spat on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Reynolds had better watch his back because somebody just drew a bead on him. He's in the crosshairs, and this person has done hard time. Martha Stewart.
I love Martha.
Right. Martha was in an interview last week, and she had this to say about Ryan Reynolds, which, why would this come up? Why would Ryan Reynolds come up? I need a little context.
Yeah.
But you want to know something? He's not so funny in real life, said Martha Stewart about Ryan Reynolds.
Sure.
No, he's not so funny. Ryan, responding to a tweet about Martha's comments, said, I disagree with her, but I tried that once. The woman is unexpectedly spry. She really closed the gap after a mile or so. And then Hugh Jackman jumped in and said, finally, somebody says it.
Uh-huh.
What are they? And this is where my brain goes. What are they selling?
I normally agree with you on this, but I have a feeling Martha really believes that, and they're not selling anything. Listen, Blake Lively took so much heat, and a lot of people were like, how's Blake married to Ryan, this funny, super nice guy? And then everyone was like, well, is he a super funny and nice guy? And Martha's a savage. Like, if in the right situation, she's a truth teller. Also, she's got an incredible documentary on Netflix right now if you want to know more about her.
That's what they're selling.
Maybe.
That's it. That's what she's selling.
Yeah.
They maybe. Literally, that was what that was for, was to get you to go, oh, and by the way, she has a documentary on it. Okay, well, great. We got sucked in.
Uh-huh.
Great. I call it trademark 2024 Chet Buchanan Show. I call that the Kardashian syndrome.
Yeah.
Because they would plant stories. Chris was brilliant at this. Seacrest, who produced that.
God, he's
never
so great.
Never forget, Ryan Seacrest brought you the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
If you want somebody to hate for it, it's his fault.
But also so smart.
No, and I love Ryan. I don't sweat Ryan. He hustles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no, he's the best.
But not here to talk about that. But I call it the Kardashian syndrome. You know? That's where they said, okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right, relationship rehab. There's been a number of... simple premises. It really got, remember a couple of weeks ago, the question came up about how the husband would not eat the lunch that his wife prepared for him, but the single girl was making lunch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember?
The classic.
Somebody came up to me this weekend and said something about it. That spurred a bunch of Let me ask you about this.
Oh my God, okay.
So we're dubbing this the gray area debate, cheating, no cheating. It's going to be literally, I've got 3, 6. Let's just say it this way. I've got plenty. We could do this for a while if we wanted to.
Okay.
Is it cheating or is it not? It's almost like it, you know what it is? It's a P1's Court edition of Relationship Rehab.
Okay.
Cheating, no cheating. And I was going through over the weekend, and I'm looking through these, you know, it's pages of emails, and it's all just like it doesn't have enough to support its own relationship rehab.
Okay.
But it's enough to be where if you put them all together, it's a rapid fire.
Right, let's do it.
702-364-9898. Yeah, if you would like to help out, we would love to have you. I don't have anything to give you. I don't want to trick you into thinking you're going to get a prize, because you're not. But we would love to have you help out. 702-364-9898, Relationship Rehab, right now. So I'm just looking at my screen. Melinda says cheating. Victoria says not cheating. Ashley says cheating. Marie says not cheating. We haven't even said what it is yet. And they've decided ahead of time.
I love this for them.
He's cheating.
Coming in hot.
We didn't say what happened.
I'm obsessed.
This is a week of opinions. They got to make decisions this week.
It's Monday. Oh yeah, because of the election. Uh-huh. And I see. Yeah, they're coming in. They've already decided in advance.
They kicked the door down, honey.
Isn't that, honest to God, is that not the most true thing that Adrian might have ever said?
Uh-huh.
Is that, yeah, we don't really know what the facts are, but we've already decided. Isn't that what it is? That's awesome.
Just waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
So yeah, there's plenty of stuff to talk about, but I don't know that we've actually decided yet what this is.
Yeah.
It's really funny though. So they have daily lunch dates at work, but they say it's just friendship. Is that cheating or not cheating?
Oh. No.
Not cheating.
Not cheating.
Those are your choices. Cheating, not cheating.
No, not cheating.
No is not a choice. Not cheating is the choice.
Okay.
Marie, cheating, not cheating.
Okay, so it's daily lunch dates?
Every day.
Only them together?
Based on what I know, I'm going to say yes.
I was going to say no, because food is food, and I love food, and some company is great, but I don't know, man. Like, that's a little iffy. I can't say yes or no. Sorry. I just ruined everything.
No, you're good. You can't.
You're amazing.
You don't have a judge. You can't judge yet. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard.
It's weak, but it's all right, but it's fair.
But you know what? Like, food makes you feel things. Like, food makes you feel happy.
You know what? That's a point.
If the person in front of you is, like, good-looking, then you might start being like, you know what? Last night I had a dream about so-and-so. They were feeding me some food.
You're spectacular.
I'm obsessed with the story created.
You're so good.
Yeah.
I tend
to have dreams of my coworkers. It's really weird.
How about
people in my life? I just like dream about them, sadly.
Marie, how about this? Awkward. So it's not yet cheating, but it's on the path.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with you because you're fun. They start sharing personal problems that they don't talk about with their spouse,
right,
with a coworker. Cheating, not cheating.
Mm-hmm. That is low-key cheating. I feel like that is a gateway to cheating. They're like, oh, man, you don't deserve that. You know what you deserve? Come hang out with me.
Good morning and good night. Did you want to weigh in on that?
This happened to a friend of mine and her husband. He was having these conversations with another woman. She called the woman, said, this is inappropriate. It ends today. And it ended. I think it's cheating.
Yeah.
I think it's a gateway.
I've learned over the years, the emotional cheating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They exchange good morning and good night texts. Coworkers exchange good morning and good night texts every day. Cheating, not cheating.
That's cheating. Why are you saying good night and good morning to your coworkers?
It's weird. The good morning I get. The good morning, maybe. The good night? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Cheating.
I don't like it.
No, cheating. That's cheating.
It's enough that it needs to be shut down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're fun. I know we don't have... Can we give Marie Chet Buchanan Show shirts?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Hey, thank you.
I got to be honest, that's the most positive reaction to that ever. That's fantastic.
You're so cute.
You're the greatest.
Thank you.
All right. Well, okay. Ashley, let's see what we got with you. Ashley, here's the scenario. He likes all of his ex's photos on Instagram. Is that cheating?
Ew, absolutely that's cheating. Why is he following his exes? Why does he have an Instagram?
Really? He shouldn't have an
Instagram. Oh, my God, I love
if he
you.
If he has an Instagram, do you think he's sketch?
Yeah, in my world, I would say that's super sketch.
So, because I kind of have to have it for work, but am I sketch?
Well, no, I guess if you need it because you're a public figure, that makes sense. But if you're just like regular schmegular guy, I don't think.
Public figure. That's right.
I'm so in love right now.
I know.
If you're a celebrity like Chet Buchanan, then you need an Instagram.
Right. That's right. If he sends her a DM complimenting her new look.
Oh.
cheating. Yeah. 100% cheating.
With the sister, she's cheating. Don't compliment anyone.
Absolutely.
Oh, that was still the ex. Oh, no, yeah. If he sends his ex a DM complimenting her on her new look.
Don't do it, baby.
At the very least, inappropriate.
Yeah, dude, you have nothing to say to her.
Throw the whole man away. He's looking for something else.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And then, okay, so then... We had this one already. We had a full-on blowout about this one. If they start chatting late at night about how things used to be with the ex, out. That's cheating.
Yes. 100% cheating.
Yeah, 100% cheating.
Adrian wants in.
Hey, Ashley, if he wants to go to space, is that cheating?
Olivia
Rodrigo.
She said, yes, if he goes to space without me.
Sorry, there's no plus one. It's just one. Elon only has room for one on the rocket.
She said no.
Do you know what he's referring to? Earlier in the 177-second survey, Olivia Rodrigo says that if she asks all prospects, she's got a boyfriend now, but when she was in the game, she would ask people if they wanted to go to outer space, and if they said yes, she wouldn't date them because she thought they were full of themselves.
That's a stretch. I don't know about all that.
You know what? And we didn't even get to Victoria yet. Will you just give everybody Chet Buchanan Show shirts?
Absolutely.
Just please, can we do that? Ashley, you're fantastic. Have a great
day. Love you, Ashley.
No, we could do this all day.
The girls were fun.
We could do this all day. Michaela, friendly outings with somebody new. She goes out for drinks with a male friend from her fitness class. Is that cheating or not cheating?
It's just weird. Cheating. Don't go out for drinks.
She doesn't tell her partner about the outings.
Cheating.
That's cheating. That's, yeah. Just going. How many people are in the group? Could he possibly meet up with you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if she's keeping it a secret, that ain't good.
Cannon Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Watched the Raiders game yesterday. Did you watch football? Do you watch football? You watch football.
I don't.
Football.
Not because I don't appreciate it. I just don't have time, to be honest.
Middle of the day on Sunday?
You know your girl's working. I got 58 jobs, and I'm working all of them.
Are you still doing gospel brunch on occasion?
Yeah, I am. Oh, I love gospel brunch.
It's wild. Raiders stunk yesterday. There's no other way to say it. Listen, they stunk. They got smoked by Cincinnati. So Raiders fans, offensive coordinator got fired this morning. I didn't see. Did you see who they're replacing him with? Did they say? Yeah, turn that thing on.
Someone who's on the staff, too. They also fired two other coaches. So
yeah, so they're trying to figure it out. It's sinking. 2-7. They got a bye this week, so they got a couple of weeks figured out. VGK pulled one out of the fire on Saturday in overtime, 4-3. They're back on the road Wednesday against Edmonton. So that's 5:30. Time change do they do that? Do they do time change in Canada?
That's a great question.
Oh, I don't know.
Or is it just us? Is it just us?
I don't know, actually.
I don't think Canada. Does Canada? Hang on. I'll go Google.
No, they do.
That.
They have daylight savings time in Canada.
Do they?
Yep.
Well, they're idiots too then. Great.
I would have bet money that they didn't actually.
Man, I was really hoping. Because I dig Canada and I was like, see, they're smarter than us. No, they're not.
Mm-mm.
They're dumb. Just they're dumb along with us. We really, this whole time chase, spring forward, fall back. It's not necessary any longer.
I'm just grateful that my cell phone automatically changes the time so I don't have to worry about it because I would never do it otherwise.
There's a dude today complaining about it. Oh, and then you got to change the clocks. I'm like, what? On your microwave? Maybe?
Yeah.
On your oven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But honestly, I won't. Even in my car, it'll stay the time until it's just the time to go back.
You're
again.
One of those.
I'm definitely one of those people.
Every day she stresses me out with something. That stresses me out. Even today, I was a little late today coming into the studio, but my car was an hour ahead, so I thought I was super late.
Oh my God.
Only kind of late.
If the time is wrong in your car right now, it might be time for a new car. You're like, hey, can't all just go out and buy a car. Well, let us see if we could help with that. Please listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
All right, people, Halloween is done. We've gone through the post-Halloween weekend. We're fully into November. We've moved the clocks back. Everything,
right.
And we are now 31 days from Toy Drive.
That's insane.
31.
Oy.
One last thing we need to clean up from the weekend.
Huh.
If you're still going, get this Halloween candy away from me. If you still have Halloween candy left over from Thursday night.
Yeah.
And you've already eaten all the 100 grands. We all love the 100 grand bars.
Grand. Oh my God,
right?
They're delicious.
But yet, no one ever buys them.
No, but that's like, the beauty of Halloween. You get to eat all that candy that you would never buy.
I'm glad to know I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
However, if you do have a ton of leftover Halloween candy and you want to do something good with it, there is a program that we have heard of called Cash for Candy that will pay you $10 a pound for your candy and send it to troops overseas.
Oh, I love that because it actually does cost $10 a pound when you buy it now. It's so expensive, a bag of candy.
Should have gone to Costco. They had good deals. They had good deals this year. Oh, yeah. No, it was awesome. Check out the site healthywage.com/cash4candy. healthywage.com/cash4candy. All one word together because that's how the internet
works.
And they'll pay you $10 a pound for what you still have left over. And I know if you're like me, you're looking at that pile that's still left and you're like, I don't think there's even a pound there. I just, you know, there was a pound left.
And now it's on my body.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
How about a super quick space edition of The More You Know before we get out of here? You ready for this?
Let's do it.
You know, astronauts in space can't do any laundry. So you know what they do with their dirty clothes?
What? Throw them away?
Yeah, more or less.
Wait, really? I was just kidding.
Dirty clothes from the International Space Station just kind of get sent out into space and they burn up in Earth's atmosphere.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, that might be my most favorite More You Know ever.
Just poof, they're gone. That's it.
Oh my God.
NASA has offices in a lab in a building in New York City, right above Tom's Restaurant. Do you know what Tom's Restaurant is?
No.
It's the diner from Seinfeld.
No way!
And NASA's right above it.
That's so random.
It's just cool. That's just weird. All right, one more just because it's dumb. Just because the NCAA is weird.
Okay.
There are 11 teams in the Ohio Valley Conference for the NCAA. None of them are from Ohio. They're from Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, Indiana, and Tennessee.
It tracks.
But the Ohio Valley Conference. Cool. Let's go. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Hey, be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. And please, 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 please go check out the Unlikely Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app and on YouTube.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. Guess what, dude?
What?
I'm off. I'm just going to hang out tonight and maybe watch a movie.
Unprecedented. Unbelievable. Amazing. Enjoy that.
Thank you, Chetty.
You deserve it. I know, although she did just come back from Puerto Vallarta, so I'm not thinking.
Nah, I had a gig.
I totally let it slip. Tonight is the 2024 Hall of Fame series for college basketball.
Nice.
Their big kickoff here at T-Mobile Arena. I get to be the public address announcer for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Michigan's women play South Carolina's women's team. So, you know, Asia Wilson's going to be there.
Let's go.
Because Dawn Staley's in town and South Carolina's in town. So that'll be big. And then Ohio State and Texas for the men. All of it's going to be on TNT. And I'm very, very excited.
Woo!
And I'm going to use it for my audition to hopefully get the gig. And I'm going to speak this into the universe. I want to be the PA announcer for the Final Four.
Manifest it, baby.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who used to do it for years and years retired.
Your time is now.
Yeah, and I think I might even have an in.
Okay, we're manifesting right now.
So tape from tonight, and then Duke and Kansas are playing in town at the end of the month, and I'm going to put that all together, and hopefully this is it.
Woohoo!
So, cool. Yeah, but if you're at T-Mobile, come and say hi. You know where to find me. Otherwise, you'll find us all back here tomorrow morning. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.